Hey, you ever been to Chancellor Park? That's where I live. My name is Tavin Dillard. I live in Chancellor Park. I mow lawns, mowing, edging, grass cutting legend. I sure am glad to join me here on this podcast. I want to let you know what's going on in my neck of the woods. Now, I started out years ago on the YouTubes and then the TikToks and the Instagrams now and the whatnots. I got the websites, the TavinDillard.com, but right now, I want to clue you into what's happening in my neck of the woods on the Tavin Dillard podcast. You here? I'm here. I'm glad you joined me. Now I'm going to send it over to myself. This is like the pre-introduction, but let's get on to the real show today. I'm glad you joined me here. Bank, bank. Hey, y'all guys. Welcome to the Tavin Dillard podcast. It's season 9's, episode 14's. My name's Tavin Dillard. I got Tavin's Lawn Care Services, mowing, edging, grass cutting legend. I'll tell you right now, it's been a busy week in town, and I'm gonna spend some time on it in our time together today about, boy, the spring is here, the sun is out, the reclants has reclapped, it ain't here no more, and boy, the birds is chirping, and the lawns is growing, and it wasn't an easy week of work, I'll put it to you like that. But you know, that's they don't call it fun, they call it work. So I get out there and I do the thing. And I know you are too, and appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your busy week to come hang out with me on this podcast. It's very much like a radio show. If you've heard of a radio show where people will listen to it with their ears, and you can listen to it all kinds of places. The thing about the radio is it's mobile. Now, some of them early contraptions, they're pretty big. They sit in your living room, and so you had to be right there home to tune in and listen to it kind of thing, crowd around the radio and hear the shows and hear the news and the music and that kind of thing. It's a little different now. You can be in a car, and folks can be all kind of places listening to the radio, and that's similar to what you're doing now to a podcast. It's like a radio show, and I'm glad you're here with me today. I'd be lying if I wasn't saying that you was here. Or I was that you weren't. You know what I mean. I'm glad you're here. That's what I mean. I got a real big announcement today. Now, last week I gave away a Cannonball Champ shirt just on the interwebs. I promoted it, you know, on them different social media platforms. And I picked 3 winners. And that's a beautiful shirt. It's just kicking off swim season here. Not quite in every area in the United States, but it's getting close to lake and pool weather and all that kind of thing. Get down there and stretch them haunches and launch off that diving board or what have you. And maybe float down the river, that kind of thing. So I thought I'd give one away. And I actually ended up picking 3 winners. So, you know, I guess feeling a little generous or excited or whatever. But there's all kind of ways you can stay in touch if you want to know what's going on. Text message is one of the best ways right now. 501-322-6249. Other way is, you know, the email, tavindillard@gmail.com, if you want to get in touch with me. The other ways to know what's going on is you can be on the Instagrams, post there a lot, and the Facebooks, TikToks, the YouTubes, all them places, you know, matter. So that's one of the things. The other thing is, I told you last week, I had a very, very special announcement. Well, you ready? Okay. Drum roll, please. I wrote a book. And today, my book, called Team Burger Shed, has launched. Now, it's going to ship in May, but you can buy it. And I'm on the front cover, you know, at the fields in my Burger Shed hat and my Burger Shed uniform, holding my ball glove in one hand and a s'mores in the other. And it kind of looked like an old baseball card in the front of the book. But I tell the story about how my adult softball team came together in town. Now, if you listen to this podcast for a while, if you've been listening, you know you was there when we first started. I mean, we shirts and skins for a little bit. Myron started dating Mary Beth Tucker. The concession stand burnt down. Mary Beth changing the menu all the time. I mean, there's a lot of ups and downs. And so I put together a book. I don't know how many chapters. I'm holding the book in my hand, but you got to take my word for it because this is like a radio show, so I got to talk to y'all about it. 15 chapters. What are some names of the chapters? Well, number 1 is preseason. Chapter 2 is skins. Chapter 3 is turtle party. Chapter 4 is shirts. Chapter 5 is dinner rolls. And you can see how this goes. I'll tell you right now, chapter 10 knows jalapeno. So, just to give you a little taste, got the town map, which I launched them town map shirts back in March. And we put a, you know, a picture of the town map in the book because I talk all about my town in there. And so anyhow, here's the deal. The first 200 orders that go, and you the first ones to know right now on my podcast, get an autographed baseball card that's included with the book with me on it. I'm autographing them cards. So if you want the book and you want the autographed card, be one of the first 200 orders, and you can do that. There's a link in the show notes today for the hot off the press, brand new Team Burger Shed book. And so I'm excited about it. I hope you get a hold of it. If you like to read, you probably like this book. There ain't a lot of pictures. Okay, y'all guys? I guess you could say I'm painting the pictures with my words. So I hope you can get it. Could be a gift if you got people in your life that is literate and they like that kind of thing too. It's something to consider. So I hope you can do that and check that out today. I'm excited about it. And I'm looking forward to, you know, I'm going to be in Wichita Falls at the end of May, and I'll probably have some copies there to sign too. So anyways, there's a lot going on with that, and you can check out all the details in the show notes today if you want to pick up a copy to order. And if you want to check out the Wichita Falls show, them tickets have been selling at the link in my show notes. I'll include that today too. If you need some bacon, I got some more bacon this past week. Tavin's bacon bag. I've been snacking on that. Had a little popcorn bacon today. That's the chopped up little pieces of bacon at the bottom of the bacon bag. That ain't an accident, y'all guys. That's supposed to be there. It's like, what happened? Did this piece of bacon fall apart? Oh no. My friends at Bacon Boise to put together these bags, they chop up popcorn bacon at the bottom of the Tavin's bacon bag. And it's a delightful snack, especially, you know, with the weather the way it is, it's good to go out and do a little bit of fishing. And if you got a good snack, if you like me, if you a no-pro like me and you bring the snacks, you know that this is the time of year to get out there and really make it happen, because you always win with the right snack and you don't catch nothing. You're like, well, I ate good out here and it's a pretty day. So I guess that's a big old win like that away. So anyhow, I mean, that's the basics today. And I'll put a link for all the shirts. You know, people have been still grabbing up them solar reclined shirts because, I mean, we're celebrating science year-round. And so it ain't nothing to be mad at about that. And folks been sending in the questions for the Q&A. That's going to be 2 weeks from today. I'm going to be airing the Q&A. So if you got questions for that episode, I mean, that whole episode of the podcast is provided and powered by you. You know, you the one who's providing the questions, and then I'll provide the answers. That's how that go. So that's in 2 weeks. And then we wrapping up season 9 of the podcast. I feel like there's something else I was going to talk to y'all about, but that might have been the main things. So, you know, show notes. You'll see the book, Team Burger Shed. Real excited about that. Oh, I know what made me think of that. Okay, somebody else sent me a news story this week about some doggy, and I think it's on the Instagrams. I guess a doggy got on an airplane. Somebody had a doggy on an airplane, and his guts got tore up, and they had to, like, divert the plane and land, I think it was coming from Houston, going to Washington or something. I might have got that wrong. And they had to divert in Dallas. Now, if you divert from Houston to Dallas, boy, you wasn't in the air very long. I mean, that dog tore it up that plane like people was having to sniff a wet wipe or something just to, you know, not gag and dry heave, that kind of thing. And as far as I know, it wasn't jalapeno, but I wouldn't put it past Cheryl Grubbs to try to feed that dog a donut and take it on a plane with her. But that was not her this week. So anyhow, it's been busy. I don't have to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about Imogene and Raymond Watkins today. I was mowing a lawn, and the way I do that is I, you know, go over there and I try to just cut their grass. But what happened is Imogene and Raymond Watkins live there. It ain't like they on vacation. So they're going to be maybe out on the front porch, out in the yard. Imogene want to talk. She want to show me something. Raymond started building moat control planes around Christmas time. I never know what I'm going to get into when I get over there. And you just got to kind of expect a little interruption when you're doing that kind of thing. Well, I start mowing their lawn. I ain't like real far into it, you know, and I kind of do, you know, some folks, I do a little like diagonal kind of way. I'm just going straight ways across it. I start closer to their house, and then I work my way to the street when I'm mowing their lawn. And so I'm just, you know, barely started, y'all guys. I mean, there is some grass cut, but if you was doing like a pie chart or something, most of the grass in their front yard would not be cut when a possum shows up behind a bush. And not just any possum, y'all guys. This is Possum Keith. You know who Possum Keith is? Well, he belonged to Millie Ricks. She'd tell you differently, but everybody in town knows that she somehow befriended a possum. And I don't know what's going on, but I know she don't live. She live on the same street as the Watkins, Millie do. So I guess that possum just kind of loose. But the hedges and them bushes are right by their porch. It's right hugging against a porch. And then you walk up on their porch. And then, of course, they got a front door like any house do. And then you go into their house. So I'm on the front yard. And then not too far is these bushes. And then not too far right behind that is that porch. So Raymond shuffles into his house or something because he's out there. And I seen him scurry first. And then I look over and I see Possum Keith go behind these bushes like that away. And boy, for as old as Raymond is, he got some ideas and thoughts. And he's shuffling. And before I know it, he's coming back out that front door. And that's a little screen door slammed behind him. And he holding a crossbow. So here I am. About 47 seconds into a lawn job on the old I'm Gene Raymond Watkins yard. There's a possum behind the bush and Raymond standing on the porch, a little bit flustered, starting to sweat a little bit, holding a crossbow and an arrow. And then he got like another one. Like I think he had two or three arrows in his hands. So he's going out there and he shuffles. He grabs that thing, shuffling out. And then I guess he's going to Robin Hood that possum or something. You know, just going to be like, hey. This ain't your forest. This ain't your Sherwood forest, little feller. I don't know what he's... Well, I got the lawn to mow. My own problem is there's a possum behind a bush and Raymond's on his porch with that crossbow and I ain't about to mow the lawn until he holsters that crossbow. I don't want to turn my back on Raymond Watkins with a crossbow in his hand. Fully loaded. Now, it wasn't loaded yet, but he sure was planning on trying. Millie Rick shuffles over from up the street, which is the good news because it's like, well, okay, that's her possum and she being responsible and she going to take it back home and I can get on with the day. Simple as that, right? Of course it ain't. Of course it ain't that simple. She ain't just shuffling like calling like Possum Keith. She holding a cold hot dog in her hand and she looking for that possum like her little permed head is on a swivel. Now, you may know that she feeds this thing, okay? And she named this thing, all right? And then she insists on saying it ain't her pet. Well, if you hustling down the street at your age, calling for it, holding a cold hot dog, it's your pet, Millie. And Raymond hollers. You know, he sees me on his front lawn. He sees Millie coming up with a cold hot dog. And he says, stand back. Millie's on their lawn now. She's waving her arms and a cold hot dog. I got my arms up. If you walk by, it looks like some sort of poorly executed standoff. You can't tell what's going on except chaos, and chaos had started by Possum Keith. And now all you hear Millie say is, here's your snack. And Millie waves that cold hot dog in the middle of Imogene and Raymond's lawn. Well, while she's wagging that thing, it breaks off in the grass. You know how like a cold hot dog would. Imagine if you just got a cold hot dog by the end and you waving it to somebody, you wagging it kind of thing, it break off. Well, now it's in the grass. And remember, I ain't cut most of this lawn yet, so it's still pretty long. Raymond's fiddling with the crossbow, trying to load an arrow in the thing. Millie's now on her hands and knees, looking for part of a cold hot dog so she can find it to feed it to a possum that's behind Imogene Raymond Watkins' front bush, because it's her pet. Possum Keith, come get your snacky. You know Millie's hollering like that away. She's hollering while she steady combs that lawn for the hot dog. Meanwhile, Raymond's got that arrow loaded up, and he gonna fire it into the bush. I guess he think, well, I'm going to pin this possum down with an arrow, and then I ain't got to worry about it no more. I don't know what his plan was after that. Like, say you miss it, or maybe you just get it in the thigh. Now you got, like, a disabled possum in the front yard, and he mad. He might still run. I mean, you might have disabled his haunch, but he's still going. Like, I don't know how this is going to turn out, y'all guys, but I know something had to happen. Imogene opens the front screen door right about that time. She steps out onto the porch, startles Raymond like that away. He turns and fires that thing off, and the arrow hits like a flower pot that's on their front porch, and it bounced right off it. It just hit it and bounced, and then just kind of still right there on the ground. I'm a Jean Starlin. And she's like, Raymond, what in the world are you doing? And then he hollered back at her, protecting our home from varmints till you scared me. So now they kind of arguing. He's got an arrow in one hand, a couple arrows still, you know, because he picked them up off the porch after he got lost that one to the flower pot. And he ain't got it loaded right now. So in the middle of this argument, you know, he ain't got the crossbow ready, you know, for round two at this point. But sure enough, he start fiddling with that bow again. And Imogene Jean looks out at me, and then she sees Millie on the front lawn. Looks like Millie's praying. She's so low to the ground on her hands and knees. You okay, Millie? And I say, oh, you know, Imogene Jean hollers that to her. And I just say, oh, she's looking for a pet possum. And then Millie hollers back at me, it ain't my pet. And I said, well, then what are you looking for? And then she says, I'm looking for Possum Keith. And that's where I just had to tell her. It's like, Millie, you named him. You wagging a hot dog at him, trying to feed him. You trained him on people's schedules, I'm pretty sure, because I don't think them possums stay up in the daytime. They the nocturnals kind of thing. And then Imogene asks, well, where is Keith? And then Millie says, Possum Keith, like correcting her, like you got to call him by the right name. But he ain't your pet. That's what you say, Millie? Okay. Okay. So Raymond fiddles with that arrow, and Raymond's, you know, stepping in, answering the question. He goes, he's in that bush right there. And Raymond points to that front bush where we are guessing that Possum Keith is still hanging out as best we can tell. Like last we seen, he went behind there. I don't know if he snuck around somewhere else. He didn't leave us a note if he did. So we just assuming he's inside that bush. Imogene Jean takes them front steps off her porch. You know, she walked down, goes into that bush, and we all stared at her like, bank, bank. You know, like Millie kind of froze, you know, kind of in a half crouch, like she's crouching down to try to find that hot dog, but then also she looking up to see what's going on with Keith. And then the Raymond's, you know, froze with that bow in his head, because he's like, what in the world is my wife, you know, reaching behind this bush like that away for? Well, she crouches down like a little kiddo in a sandbox, and she reaches in that bush, and she pulls out a pretty mad possum by the scruff of his neck. Not just any possum, y'all guys. It was Possum Keith. And then Imogene Jean just holds him up, and she says, him? You know, like, is this the one you's looking for, Millie? And Raymond hollers, and he's raising that bow now. He got it loaded up. He raised, and he says, hold him still! Like him and Imogene Jean is like some bounty hunter team. So he's working on that crossbow and hollering at his wife to hold it, hold that possum still kind of thing. And I said, Raymond, don't fire that thing at Imogene. And he says, I'm aiming at the possum, Tabin. And I said, well, she's holding that possum, Raymond. Imogene walks over to Millie. I mean, it's just another day in the front yard for Imogene. She's just walking right over to Millie, who's standing there kind of frozen in the front yard, and hands Possum Keith over to her. Well, Millie takes what's left of that hot dog that she was wagging. She didn't find the other half, and she hands it to Keith, and he calms down. And Millie walk him back up the street to her house. So off they go. Like a tornado of wildlife, it came and went. Raymond's standing on the front porch, frustrated and shocked that the only shot he got off was into a flower pot. Really off the flower pot, because it didn't break it or nothing like that. Imogene walks back up the steps and into her house, probably to wash her hands. And me? Well, I did my job. I finished mowing that lawn. I had a goodly amount to go. I'd barely got started. At one point, my mower kicked up a chewed up hot dog, or at least part of it. Possum Keith had the other part. So I found it. But the lawn, I'll tell you this right now. I mean, it turned out real nice. I'd done some things to their lawn, you know, tried to get it to grow better. I reseeded it. You got to aerate it first, then you reseed it. And then I replanted some new seeds and watered it. I mean, heavy water. And Imogene and Raymond, they ain't afraid of using water. Truth be told, I mean, they use it on their flowers and in their yard, but they also drank it. And Imogene came out later with a glass of ice water for me. She make a real good cup of ice water. And I use the word cup loosely because she only used glasses. She don't use anything that's paper or plastic. I mean, she used them heavy glasses. And her and Raymond pretty strong from being able to lift them things. I was really hoping she washed her hands out before she poured that glass of ice water after holding that possum by the neck. It took me a little longer than I wanted to mow that lawn. But like I said, I always, you know, I expect an interruption from Raymond and Imogene. Usually it's just like a conversation, though. it ain't like a crossbow and a possum. But hey, you can't pick your interruptions all the time. That's one thing I know. I had a mind just to go, you know, straight to lunch at the burger shed, but you kind of feel bad thinking, well, I only got through one lawn and I had to limp through that to get it done. I don't feel like I need a break quite yet. So instead I went to my next client's house. Who's that, you ask? Oh, Millie Ricks. Yeah, that's right. The good news is she brought the drama down to Imogene Raymond's house and she probably fell asleep after that. So surprisingly, even though I was at Millie Rick's house, she was not a problem there. She brought the trouble down at Imogene Raymond Watkins' house. And the folks say, you only got through two lawns by lunchtime, Tavin? I say, well, it was Imogene Raymond Watkins' lawn and Millie Rick's lawn. So yeah, I did. And I think folks get it, you know, when I say it like that away. Bud could see the look on my face when I finally made it to the burger shed. I didn't know I had a look on my face, but apparently I did, and he gave me a milkshake after my meal. I appreciate it, Bud. I really do. I mean, it's just your basic chocolate, but I really liked it. So that's that. I mean, it's just a busy season right now, and the days get a little longer when there's a possum in the mix. And that's okay. You know, truth be told, I didn't have to do nothing with that possum. I just had to sit there and not get shot by a crossbow, kind of stand there with my head on a swivel. Same thing in the trailer park, but it's more worried about crows getting my Funyuns than it is getting hit in the leg with a crossbow fired by Raymond Watkins. Hey, never a dull moment, though, like that. It would keep you on your toes and keep you moving, keep you agile. Like Millie Ricks on a sidewalk with a hot dog. So I appreciate Bud, you know, getting me that milkshake. And I was talking to him down there because I said, hey, I got the Tame Burger Shed book. He said, you do not. I was like, yeah, I'll get you a copy, Bud. And I got to run one down to him a little later. But if you are interested in this new book, hot off the press, shipping in May, but can be purchased today, and you wanted the first 200 orders, you get an autographed baseball card in there with it. Check the link in the show notes today. I sure would like to get one of these in your hands. I certainly did not write it just so it could sit on, you know, a shelf in my trailer or Meemaw use it as a doorstop. But she got a mind. She's already looked at it, said that this is going to work just fine, you know, for a doorstop. It's not her go-to first choice, but she think it'll work. And I was like, well, Meemaw, you can do what you want, you know. You could live in your own life, and I ain't about to stir the pot over there. In fact, if I do go over there, I end up getting put on baby doll duty, which is usually run an errand in town to make Rachel Christine happy. So I don't know what Meemaw's going to do. It don't matter no how. But anyways, you can check the show notes for all that. And for that Q&A in 2 weeks, send in them questions. Send in them questions. Appreciate y'all. I got text messages and emails this week. I got to start getting them organized. Lots of stuff coming in. So if you want to be a part of that, send in your questions either through the email address or the text message number. And that's how it goes. So check the show notes for all that today. You'll see the link for the book. You'll see the link for the show in Wichita Falls. You'll see the link from my t-shirts. You'll see how to email me if you want to do that for the Q&A or something else. And the phone number to text me, 501-322-6249. All kind of ways to be in touch, y'all guys. I'm excited. I hope you're doing well. I hope the weather's treating you nice. You're getting your haunches stretched. Maybe a little apple fritter this week. Get you ready for the poo season. City poo or the lake. Some folks got above ground pool. Trot and Sweet Wilma, that's Doreen Fundle's son and daughter-in-law. They got above ground pool. Anyhow, that ain't nobody's problem, but you can't just go and jump in there without asking. It ain't like a trampoline like Mort Dwidell's got in his front yard. He got that front yard trampoline where people just drive by on the freeway, do a little, or the two lane there, and do a little hop along. And get on and get off, but don't try that in above ground pool out of Trot and Sweet Wilma's. It's a different thing, running away sopping wet. But I hope you have a great week, y'all guys, and hey, if you ain't been chased by Millie Ricks with a cold hot dog then yanked by your neck from a bush by Raymond and Imogene Watkins' front porch this week, you having a pretty good week. Me, I'm Tavin Dillard. This is the Tavin Dillard Podcast. Till next time, y'all guys.
We'll see you later.